Avalanche kick off their Canadian swing. And anytime Adrian Gator hears Canada, he thinks about the time he spent in quarantine covering the NHL playoffs up in the bubble in Edmonton. What were those days like?
Oh, man, that was very strange, Mike. I can't describe it other than hockey in the summer in Edmonton with no fans. That was... And I couldn't leave an apartment for 2 weeks. That was interesting trip, but I really enjoyed it, actually.
It's a good time, then. Yeah, I mean, just sitting in your hotel talking about hockey.
You inherited a cat, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that part of the story? The place you stayed had a cat?
Yeah, the guy moving out downstairs who was kind of, you know, bringing me stuff when I was in quarantine. He was in the process of moving out because there were bed bugs in the apartment.
Oh, good.
And I had to watch the cats for a few days, and they were good cats. Yeah, the bed bugs eventually came into my place, too.
Yeah, well, they were probably all over the cats. I mean, I would imagine yeah, bed bugs don't discriminate. Anything warm and snuggly, they want to get in, right?
Yeah. I can promise you it's not a very pleasant rest of the conversation about what bed bugs are like.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's talk
give us a matchup.
I mean, obviously the Maple Leafs playing really good hockey, so give us a little bit of a key to the matchup, to the victory for the Avs.
Well, it's marquee matchup for tonight. It's Nathan MacKinnon returns to the lineup against Austin Matthews, and I think that's the big matchup that the Avs have to win to win the hockey game. Matthews is a stud center, and so is Nate, and he's back. So I guess the question is, how sharp will Nate look coming back? Will the Avs have to adjust their game at all that they were maybe won't want to adjust after going 7-1-0 without MacKinnon?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, for a time there, they were kind of muddling along 4-5-1 through their first 10 games. Since then, they have won 7 of their last 8. If you had to pinpoint one or two things that stands out as reason for the turnaround, what would they be?
I would say increased defensive responsibility, that the coach got the players to buy in with MacKinnon gone. I think he's impressed upon them that they got to be better defensively and, don't give up as much at the other end. Well, it turns out that kind of hockey turned into very opportunistic turnaround, you know, turnovers lead to offense kind of hockey. And the Avs just crushed teams without MacKinnon. I think, you know, most nights they won by 2 or 3 goals on the puck line, as they say, in betting. And, they played great. So better defense also, you know, guys like Kadri stepped up big time. I mean, in his absence, took the team over there. I mean, he just, totally was great down the middle as a centerman. And, it will be interesting to see if the team, plays the same kind of style with Nate, or will they want to take it, you know, let him do more and somehow, you know, things get a little disrupted again. I mean, of course you want MacKinnon in the lineup, but it'll be interesting tonight to see how they look.
Yeah,
speaking of Kadri, he's in the last year of a 6-year deal that he signed while with Toronto. Is he somebody you would expect the Avalanche to re-sign during the season?
You know, I wrote a column saying they should. I mean, I think he's a guy that you're going to want to keep for 3 more years. Now, I don't know if that's going to be enough, though. I mean, UFA, or you want that big last score, right? Kadri's going to be 31 or so, and 32. Still a few good years left. Maybe he thinks he can get a 5-year deal from another team. I mean, Brandon Saad got that from St. Louis, a 5-year deal, so why not him? I think they should try to get as best price they can and try to get an extension now, yeah. Otherwise, you probably will lose him for nothing, and then that's no good. Alex Newhook should be the number 2 center moving forward in his career, but would he be ready for that? I'm not sure he would be.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think the whole deferring as Nathan MacKinnon comes back, like how do you – As a hockey club, how do you not defer? How do you continue to maintain the same kind of energy or the same kind of, I call it leadership for lack of a better term, call it, the pace with which you play? You know, when that guy comes back, how do those players stay kind of in tune and in sync?
That's right. You know, a lot of these players have been playing with the puck a lot with Nathan gone. While when Nate's back, he likes to play with the puck a lot. So, There you go. That's going to be the adjustment these guys have to make, and maybe some of them will get thrown off a little bit. I don't know. I mean, that is one of the real interesting things for me to see is how this, when a superstar player comes back into a lineup that's playing real, real well, what effect does that have? We're going to start seeing that tonight.
How much does this Canadian swing mean to the players?
It always does. Most guys are still from Canada, so it's always a fun trip. I'm sure they had a big time meal out at some, you know, like the Keg or something last night, or Earl's or someplace. A lot of guys are from the Ontario area, so it's always a bunch of family and friends. They got to spend a lot of money on tickets for. They do not get any free tickets as road players. They get two free ones for home games, but not road games. That all comes out of their pocket. So, some pretty big Ticketmaster bills. I'm sure these guys just signed.
Boy, that's well, I guess when you don't have huge TV deals, you got to soak up the revenue any way you can. Adrian, have a good time. We appreciate it. Thanks, pal.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Adrian Dater, our Avalanche insider, joining us as the Avs playing in Toronto tonight and then Montreal tomorrow night.
So, no free tickets on the road.
Did you guys get free tickets on the road?
I think we got four home tickets and two road tickets if you wanted them. And then you had anything over two, you had to pay for.
Well, you've got one sport whose TV deals are measured in the billions and another that's measured in the millions. So there's the difference right there.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, four down territory. What to look forward to as the Broncos begin a KC week and talking about the future identity of the Broncos quarterback next year. Could this guy be available? Tell you who it is next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.